Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
We are ending our sermon series today on Christ's gift to the church, and so let's review what we've done in the weeks prior to this. We've talked about those gifts that are given to the church. He gifted some to be apostles, to bring order and help to equip the church to be sent as ambassadors of the gospel to the world outside these walls. Others were gifted to be prophets. They can apply the truth of the gospel to current circumstances. It's like, don't do that. Jesus wouldn't like it. Or do this instead. The prophets clarify the message. Last week, we talked about the evangelist, the person who is willing to share about their relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember, my story, God's glory. Yes, you remember. Great. Today, we're going to look at those who are gifted to be pastors, shepherds, and teachers. In some ways, they all share similar responsibilities, so I'm going to make it easy and just use the umbrella term shepherd to talk about all of them collectively. Now, what exactly are those shepherding responsibilities? Well, I can name three. They lead and guide the people, helping to give spiritual direction in their lives. The pastor preaches and gives direction. The teacher gives direction through lessons on the Bible and spiritual things. Second, they provide wisdom and insight through their sermons or teaching lessons. Their intention is to help others understand at a deeper level and to be able to apply that wisdom to the living of their lives. And then third, they nurture the people. They minister to them in times of hardship or grief. They rejoice with people also in their blessings. An important part of shepherding is walking alongside those in your community. So what's the purpose in this? Well, if you remember from week one, we sort of had a theme passage for this whole sermon series. It's from Ephesians chapter 4, and it says, the gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, till we come to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We can't be children any longer, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine that blows by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up. We must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom this whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, we all promote the body's growth in building itself up in love. As a church, we're supposed to be on a mission for Jesus. And He defined that mission pretty clearly in the Matthew 25 passage that Nathan read today. Our Ephesians passage reminds us of how we accomplish this by working together, each of us gifted to fill certain roles within the body of Christ. Do you have to fulfill all the roles? Do I have to fulfill all of them? Absolutely not. When we are joined together, the church is properly built up based on all the various contributions of gifts and graces that we contribute. We help one another do the work of ministry. We send good ambassadors to the world. So what are the characteristics of good shepherding leaders? I can give you several of those too. First, they know their gifts and they use their gifts. Now, Peter had a word to say about that. This is from 1 Peter chapter 4. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. That's why we use our gifts. We know and use them so we can glorify Jesus Christ by working together, all of us, to build up the church in love and to the glory of God. Now, each of us has at least one spiritual gift. We have to know our gift and employ it in service to Christ and His church. Now, at times, and you know this, God may call us to serve outside of our primary gift. And when He does, God will provide grace to enable us to accomplish it. For example, when you're in church and they say, we need someone desperately to go serve here or do this for us, and that may not be your favorite thing to do or the thing you're most capable of, but you have a willingness. Being willing is a gift too. And if you're willing to do this thing that's not your favorite thing, then God blesses it and enables it to bless others through you. We have to know the gift so we can faithfully use them as we see the need for our gifts. So think about it for a minute. I'm not going to ask you to get up and say it, but just think, is there someone that God has called you to shepherd, to walk alongside and make sure they're okay, to make sure they move forward in life and in the faith? Just think about that. God may be calling you to be a shepherd to someone. All right, another characteristic. This is number two. They seek the interest of others before looking after their own interest. And we've heard from Peter. Now let's hear what Paul said. This is in Philippians chapter 2. Paul told people, each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Our questions should not be, what do I want? What do I need? Or how can I fulfill my needs? Our questions should be, what does the church need? How can I help fulfill those needs? And then there's a third characteristic. They present the Word of God in all its fullness. Now, what does that mean? Paul said in the passage Nathan read from Colossians, I was commissioned to make the gospel fully known. We can't alter the gospel to suit our own selfish purposes. We can't pretend it says something it doesn't. We can't hide parts of it. So what good shepherding leaders will do is try to help people understand it, to explore it with them and help them apply it to their lives, to teach or preach the Word of God in its fullness. You have to study it. You have to study it to know its fullness and then seek opportunities to teach it. I like to teach Bible study psychologically. I don't know whatever word to use, what other word could be used for it. But I tell the people in my classes, I like to read between the lines. I like to anticipate and think about what they must have been feeling or thinking when they heard someone say this or received this word from the Bible. We want to squeeze out of it everything we can to help us fully understand it. And there's a fourth characteristic. A shepherd who's effective will have the goal of presenting everyone that they shepherd as mature in Christ. Remember our scripture from Nathan. I've got two statements from that. In Colossians, Paul said, we want to present everyone mature in Christ. That's our goal of shepherding, to help them grow and be more faithful and mature in their life with Christ. And then in Matthew, there was another thing he said. mature, and where is it? Grow up. Speaking the truth in love, we must grow up. Both of those actually came from Colossians and in Ephesians. Mature and growing up. And now I've got my pages all messed up, people. Some people never get out of the infant stage. Never, ever. And I'm, there we go. They never, they can be in the church 20 years, and they're still in the same stage they were the day they accepted Christ. We love infants. Infants are beautiful, and they're full of potential. They symbolize life and new birth, and they make us happy. But as believers, we have to get out of the infant stage at one point or the other. We can't stay in an immature faith. We have to grow and expand our awareness. We have to know the fullness of what God is presenting to us. These permanent infants of the faith are not disciplined about getting into the Word of God or praying. They're up and down with every trial in their life, mad at God, mad at others when they don't get their way. They don't serve, and they are not consistently doing the things that God called them to do. And so what they need is the nurture of a shepherd leader who sees all the potential in them, no matter how long they've been in the faith. The shepherd leader sees the calling that God has on their lives and the things God wants to do through them. The shepherd will invest in them so that they start to mature in the Word of God. They start to do the works of service they were called to do. And this is what every pastor, shepherd, teaching minister of God does. They help people mature. I like to say in Bible studies, I believe in the leader as learner. You know, I may be as old as dirt, but I still learn from everybody that I'm in a class with. I learn from them. I'm supposed to be their spiritual guide through a study, but I learn just as much from the experience as they might. Think for a minute about who has served you as a shepherd and helped you to mature in your faith. I can remember Sunday school teachers from when I was in elementary school. They are dear memories to me because they created faith memories, as Ms. Amy likes to talk about. These people helped me create faith memories. And there's one of them who was a song leader in elementary school, Sunday school, and she's still living today. She's in her 90s, but I love her dearly. And I will never forget Miss Liz and all the wonderful things, faith memories that she gave me. So think about it. Who has made faith memories with you? Who has shepherded you through an infancy stage of the faith and brought you closer to maturity? Aren't you glad they did? I know I am. As faith matures, we become more willing to go and serve in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we mature and are shepherded into a new level of faith, we become more willing to use our gifts, sacrifice our time and our energies to serve. And I say this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.